B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show.
Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive-time slot. It's kind of hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Live from Hooters in King of Prussia, it's the Mike Missinelli Show. Oh, good crowd here today for an early afternoon. And it's game night, and we got a lot of things to take care of today, including some fantasy football. It's Thursday. Coincidentally, Thursday falls on a night when the Eagles' season may be on the brink. Now, I don't want to get too dramatic. As I said yesterday, even if they lose this game, they're going to make the playoffs at 10-6. There are a lot of people, however, that don't think that. In fact, the odds are against them making the playoffs with a record like that. So this is a very important game. Now, I would love to sit here and go, yeah, I feel it. Here's what I got. I've got numbers versus a hunch. And when you put numbers versus a hunch, numbers win most of the time. So let's look at the numbers. The hunch is, listen, the Eagles come out of nowhere. They win this game on the road. They weren't expected to win this game, so that's exactly when they win this game. Everything you think that is logical, sometimes in the NFL does not come out logical. So that's what I got going for me tonight. I've got guys coming back into the lineup. I've got them with an underdog mentality now where people are starting to count them out. So all that's good, but all that's intangible. Here are the numbers. The Packers, I know they haven't played anybody, but their defense is pretty good. And they're especially good against the pass. Now, here's what we know about the Eagles. They're going to pass. They're not going to commit to the run. That would be my game plan. But what are the chances they commit to the run and they go with Jordan Howard tonight and they change it up? Chances, Tyrone, not good, right?
Up 5-10%.
5-10%. All right, so they're not good. So they're going to trundle along and think Carson Wentz throwing the ball down the field. Alshon's back. Goddard's back. All that is good. But against the pass, the Packers are third in the league in sacks per pass attempt. And their defensive backs are pretty good. A league best 8 takeaways. And they're good in the red zone. They're fourth against offenses in the red zone. And so all that stuff plays into the Packers holding the score down. The Eagles are going to have to score to win this game, obviously. So let's look at where the Packers aren't good. Now, this is like, I wish sometimes I had Gabe Kapler and Matt Klentak discussing how to put together a game plan. Because the analytics would favor the Eagles run the ball. Here's the deal. The Packers are 26th in the league against the run. They are allowing 4.9 yards per run, and they are 25th in the league. Teams are rushing at least 131 yards against them per game. The Eagles' feeble running attack, 25th, but that's because they haven't used Jordan Howard. So, logically, with the Klentak, Gabe Kapler method, wouldn't you think the Eagles would smarten up tonight and attack where the Packers are weakest?
You would think that. And it's funny you say that. The Bears game week one, they ran zero plays in conventional base. Every play was either in the nickel, dime, or penny defense. That's how many D-backs they use. So you would think, using that logic, if they're never going to be in base, they're never going to have more than two linebackers on the field, run the ball. And you might have success, but I don't think they're going to do it. And that's why I felt good yesterday, and I feel less good about the game today.
Now, listen, I don't know what they don't see in Jordan Howard. All I'm looking at is the logical view tonight. And it looks like the best chance they would have to win and to formulate some kind of an offensive attack is to be a little more run-centric. They're going to run 12 personnel because Goddard is back. They run best out of 12 personnel, but also the Packers linebackers are not great in coverage. So even if you want to pass out of 12 personnel, you got your choice of tight ends with maybe a linebacker matched up on them. It seems very logical, does it not? So if they don't do it, there's going to be a lot of heat, I think, on Doug Peterson.
And there should be, because the honeymoon for the Super Bowl is over. Schwartz didn't have any, but Doug did. It's probably over if they don't have the right game plan tonight, don't you think?
No, I don't think the season's over.
No, just the honeymoon of, hey, we're just
the
blindly,
honeymoon with Doug?
With Doug, just blindly, because we don't really get a lot of Doug criticism. We got a lot of Schwartz. We get Schwartz 100 miles an hour. But Doug is like, hey, he won a Super Bowl. He knows, hey, he won a Super Bowl. I think tonight, if they lose, it might be over with that. Oh, Doug, he won a Super Bowl. He's right all the time.
You could be right about that, because there are a lot of people that are bailing out on him already, saying he's only a product of Frank Reich. Yeah. But here's what I think could happen. They lose this game, I think they will rally. And then at the end of the season, they get in the playoffs, and he'll be seen as a decent coach again. And not a step.
You're probably right. I actually think tonight is the night that will decide whether or not they can get home field event, first or second seed.
You're right about that.
I'm not with that.
If they don't win the game tonight, then you can kiss the seeding goodbye. And a lot of people think you have to have proper seeding if you're going to make a run for a conference championship. So it would be a hard pill to swallow, four games into the season, if fans are saying, well, the best they can do is now get in the playoffs as a wild card, but that doesn't mean they're going to make a run, and how that would deflate the fan base.
You know, I think we all had big dreams, all of us. And then that second half of Washington, everybody was still healthy at that moment. You thought that was the preseason, and everybody thought at that moment they were about to take off. Then Atlanta happens. Now the Lions have happened. If they lose again, think about the difference those 3 weeks would be.
Yes.
We were at the highest of highs after the Washington game.
Well, and the expectations going into the season. Zach Ertz saying that it's the best roster since the Super Bowl. That didn't really set up anybody for where they're at right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That would be the big crash, because the perception of what this team is supposed to be, and four games into it, the reality smacks you over the head that they're not really a contender, will be really difficult for this fan base all year long.
Yeah.
All right, so the stakes are high.
Yeah, but
you know,
I want to have a really good positive feeling, because I felt good yesterday. The problem is I was looking at those drop stats. That's another thing I was looking at. Man, Aguilar's not going to learn how to catch this week. He's not.
They haven't had a full practice.
And they still have to rely on him and Mac Hollins.
I smell a big play by him tonight. I really do.
But will it be after three drops? And then he makes the big play and you go,
He's probably not going to drop the ball tonight. He's probably going to make a big play. I don't know if that's going to be enough to beat this team. Now, the last thing I'm going to... Listen, I have a hunch that they could win the game, because I know how the NFL goes from week to week. The last thing I'm going to do here is pick the Eagles to win. Right?
Not.
Because if I pick the Eagles to win and they don't, I will have jinxed them.
It won't be because...
People love to come out of the woodwork and blame me whenever the Eagles lose a game that I pick they're going to win.
It won't be because maybe somebody dropped a ball again. It'll be because, because Mike picked them.
Right. I gave bad karma to the people. All right. So quickly, last night, I did watch the Phillies.
Yeah.
Because they're on. They're there. Right? So they're there. You watch them. And I knew what was going to happen, because Smiley, in his one game out of seven, pitches a decent game, and now people are all about Smiley, and then that frickin' bamboo idiot hits another home run, and people go, well, he's a nice bench piece. And I knew it was going to happen, and I finally told him, I said, folks, I'm out for the rest of the night. Good night.
I shut it down.
But listen, they lost again last night. Bryce Harper hustled his butt off in the ninth inning. I don't know, but I come to a conclusion. I saw this guy do it again in the ninth inning, and I'm talking about Gene Segura.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Gene Segura is a poison. I am now firmly convinced that he is a poison, and that's why he's been traded four times, because he's got some ability. But last night, he hits a ball in a gap, lollygags at the first, had the bat in his hand still, halfway down the line, and does not get two out of it.
Yep.
That is a poison. And I don't know if they noticed it. I noticed it. And this is where I got to turn my back on certain players.
Now, let me ask you, because you texted me about that and I saw
it. Yes.
So then, I know it's not his natural position, but if they can't get rid of Hernandez, maybe you trade Segura and you put Jetpacks at shortstop in the short term to rid yourself of the cancer.
No.
Could you live with that?
No.
Could, but how do you replace
that? I'm no longer a short-term guy, like I told you. I'm not putting guys short-term to fill gaps, like putting spackling on some drywall.
So what are you
going to
do?
I'm not doing that anymore.
So you're getting rid of Hernandez and Segura.
I have to go out and get a shortstop. Listen, they're probably not going to be able to do it because he's under contract for 3 years, and they've got a guy under contract, and they don't want to have to go look for another position. But what I'm telling you is that guy has a poison that comes off him. Bryce Harper, in a meaningless game, breaks his butt, getting heckled all night in right field, breaks his butt to get a double. This dude hits the ball in the gap and can't get two bases out of it.
That was bad. It was really bad. And the game, I don't care. Baseball has no clock. So it's not, oh, the game's over, because in baseball, the game's never over. The game, that's what makes baseball good. He has to hustle there. At least
it seems like nobody can get through this guy, because it's been a few times now where they brought it to his attention, and it keeps happening. And when stuff like that happens, it makes players fume, because nobody says anything to them, and the players don't say anything to each other anymore. You know, the Kruk days, they would have taken care of that right away. Those days are gone. So you got to be permissive to this kind of behavior on a baseball field. And all it does is bring your team down.
Well, isn't he still to blame for McCutcheon, too? Isn't that what they said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the reason he tore his ACL. They've stunk ever since.
Yep.
They were 11 games over 500. They're 11 games under 500.
There's something missing with that.
11 under.
And now I know why the people trade him, because he's not a bad player. All right. 610-632-0975. We'll talk to Hemba at 245. He's got some amazing statistics that lead into tonight's game. Some of them decent. Some of them not. And also, Eric Carabel joins us at 3:30. So when we get closer to 3:30, your fantasy football questions will be taken. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. It is Mike Mussinelli Show. We are live from Hooters of King Prussia. Back after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, it's Mike Mussinelli Show. We're back at Hooters King of Prussia. Stop on by if you're in the neighborhood. Some good specials here. The 2 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show, brought to you by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Now it's time to start the Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you're a landscaper out there looking for new equipment or just to repower some equipment, Moyer has the best deals around. They have engine replacements in stock. Visit PaulBMoyer.com for details. Natalie, what do we have today?
Oh, look, the trumpets. They remembered. That's good.
They remembered.
We have over 200 votes on this one so far, Mike. What percent chance do you give the Eagles tonight? 18% going 75% plus. 39% say 50 to 74, 32% say 26 to 49, and 11% say 0 to 25. So torn between about 26 and 75%.
All right. Well, how many is 75%?
18.
Only 18, huh?
18%, 75% plus.
That's weak, so we don't feel good about it.
Right out of the box, that's weak.
Yeah, we don't feel good about it.
Yeah,
this.
I mean, I'm trying to get you to convince me. Come on, man. Can't have that. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rasheed in West Philly. Rasheed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rasheed.
Hello, how are you?
What's up, Rasheed?
No, I'm just thinking I hear all the numbers that you placed down about why the Eagles going to lose, but I tell you this number, and this is the most important stat right here. The most important stat under Doug Peterson, we 4-0, and all of them was on the road. And the number one, stat, every chance that we got our back against the wall, we come off fighting. And, like, one thing I can say is, like, I feel good about our chances with us coming back, like us getting Alshon back, getting Kamu back. I think he's the fastest linebacker we got. They can run down the seam. And then I feel like the Packers, they weak between those two guards. And I feel like that we can get pressure right there. So I feel like, I mean, it should be a win. Don't get me wrong. It'll be a dog fight. It'll be a tough game. But I feel like it's a big spot for us. And then I take something from Carson's press conference and what he said. He said he didn't have a good showing on national television last time and that they want to prove themselves and make sure and put the whole world on notice, like, oh, we're still here. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people watch the game, but I don't think they're watching the same game that I'm watching. And I'm looking at, we're two plays away from being a 3-0 team, and it's a showdown of 3-0 team now. And I feel like people fully realize that. Just 2 weeks ago, we were a Super Bowl team, and now all of a sudden things have changed. I don't feel that way because it was injury. Like I said, we got blew out or we wasn't in these contests. I mean, I feel like people writing us off, and it's the opportunity to prove to the world, like, oh, it's a team that everybody picked, and everybody, USA poll, Sports Illustrated poll, all those polls that they picked.
Rasheed, you haven't taken a breath, man. That was like a minute 50 straight, bro. You take a breath. I mean, listen, I feel you that, you know, they want to prove, you know, the other team probably wants to prove something too. But, you know, but I get you. I when their backs are against the wall, they usually come out and play well. The numbers that I cited aren't indicating that the Eagles will lose. In fact, if they run the ball, it looks like they have a better chance to win. So what do you think about that part?
No, I agree with you 100%, Mike. And my thing is like this. Like, I believe in the kid and everything like that, but, like, I think that you can use them sparingly. But, like, first and second down, I think you need Howard in there. He's a bruiser. He got the most yards at the contact since he's been in the league in 2016. And the thing about it is like, I mean, we just need to be able to run the ball. And then the fact that we're getting Goddard back, we could put him in that 22 personnel, and I think we run the best.
Listen, man, I like it. You're optimistic. I like it, Rasheed. Rasheed's optimistic. First call out of the shoot. I like it. I'm not so sure I agree with it, but I like it.
The one good thing is they have been in the games. And if you're in the game, you would like to think with a couple coaching adjustments and things like that, you can win some games. That's what you like to think. I'm not talking about the two-play thing, but they have been in the game.
That's starting to annoy me, like people that tweet, that tweet age well. People that bring up the, right?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the two plays thing.
Or the people that were touting Smiley last night. Like, you know, there's certain
He'll
things.
He'll be the fifth starter next year, Mike. Yeah. Smiley and Bamboo Brad got to be back. What do you mean you got to have them back? People had to go to say, you like, oh, it's make or break to have those guys back. They're the difference.
Yeah, so the two plays away thing.
I'm just thinking they're in the game.
Yeah, no,
They are in the game. They're not getting blown out.
No, but they should be in the game since they were a Super Bowl contender. So I don't know if that's that unusual that they're in the game.
No, guys get blown out.
No, this team's not going to get blown out. Let's go, James in Seattle. What's up, James?
How you doing today?
What's up, James?
How you doing? Diehard Eagles fan living out here in Seattle. Now, here's the situation. Everybody's talking about those two plays, but there's a lot of other things in those games that cause us to lose. Darby was, I didn't understand why he's on fastest DB, and Darby is sitting there letting the receiver come to him before he breaks, you know, to go. We don't need that. So I think Wazul is going to go ahead, and I think, you know, he's going to do good tonight. I got my picks on, I'm going 24-17 Eagles. And I think this starts our ship going right.
24-17? All right, now tell me how this transpires now. Offensively, where do you see them going with this?
Well, to the score reason why 24 I'm points. The reason why I'm saying this is because I think Carson, think about it. Everybody's talking about the drops and everything. Carson's been putting the ball where it's needed to be. We're going to run it. Like they've been talking about all morning, Jordan Howard needs to touch this ball and lead 15 times, 20 times this game. I'm giving it to Jordan. I'm going all day. I give Alshon a touchdown. I think even though Nelly, you know, he kind of had his up and down.
Please don't call him Nelly. Dude, please.
I have to.
Don't call him Nelly. He's not Nelly worthy. Come on, man.
Oh, wow, wow. I mean,
not Nelly Worthy. He's a last name reference. Come on.
Oh, wow. They're gonna
you can't go first
Aguilar.
Name
okay,
on him. You can't go first name and you can't go chummy name on a guy like Aguilar after last week.
After what he did, I definitely understand that. But I'm playing 24-17, and I think this turns our season around.
I hope you're right, because if they win this game, they will turn their season around. Yeah, that's definite. They need this win to turn their season around. If they win this game, think about the difference. They win the game, you're talking about the team in the context of them still being an NFC contender. If they lose the game, you're talking about scrambling, climbing up the ladder to try to get in.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Huge difference.
All right, let's go. Brian, he's en route to Green Bay. Brian, you driving out there?
I sure am. We actually just got to our hotel. Oh, my God, you got to show the Eagles fans who passed them away. It was like 5 or 6 boxes of them.
Holy That's awesome. Now tell me about your route to Green Bay. How long did it take you?
We flew into Chicago last night.
Oh, you flew?
We thought about driving, but
I thought this was
idea.
Like a road trip with smelly feet and the whole bag.
Well, you'll like this next part. So after the game, we're en route to see your boys in the big house. So we're driving 7.5 hours tomorrow to Ann Arbor to go see Michigan Spank, Tyrone's Wrecker, Saturday night.
Come on, man.
Are you?
Sorry, Ty.
Could be my play of the week, by the way, Michigan.
It's the lock of the week, Mike. The lock.
That should be a very competitive game. I'm glad you know how to pick them.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, though, man. The reports, the team seems ticked off. I think they're coming out guns blazing. The tundra out here, Lambo's not frozen yet. I think a big night for the Carson and the boys.
I hope you're right, man. Now, you went down there to see the Lambo thing. Have you ever been down there?
I've never been to Lambo.
Okay, so this was a big trip for that kind of nostalgic thing.
Yeah, so we did the group of guys with. We did London last year, and we're doing Lambo now. So we're trying to do a.
You did it right. Here. You're staying in Chicago.
No. What is this place called?
Oh, okay.
America Inn, and so at somewhere near Lambo.
Oh, so you stay in Chicago.
Some Pally jersey stumbling around.
All right. Well, listen, man. You guys have a good time and represent. All right.
Thank you. Yes, sir. We'll do, Michael.
You got
have
it, buddy. All right. Yeah, I thought that was the pure organic road trip.
That's tough to do for a Thursday game, though.
Especially a bunch of adults. Adults don't do the road trip anymore. You do it when you're younger.
How long does it take to get to Green Bay?
That's a long drive.
Wisconsin.
You'd have to leave days ago.
Yeah.
What, like 3 days?
No, 2 days probably.
It's probably like 15 hours.
Right, but you're going to break that up.
Is it a scenic drive?
I don't know.
Sure, you're going through the heartland, sort of the heartland, you know?
I tell you what, the real treat of that trip, though, is going to be the Rutgers game.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah.
That's going to be the real treat, though.
Circled Rutgers on that calendar.
That's going to be, it's nice that you get to see the Eagles, but you get to see Rutgers pull the upset on Saturday. Now that is the big deal in that trip.
Mm-hmm. I did a couple of road trips to Florida with dudes.
Oh, that's not bad.
And both times the police were involved.
Why?
Well,
drinking in the car?
You know, we were speeding, I think, through Carolinas, maybe in South Carolina.
Oh, boy.
I saw the cops.
And we pulled over, and they thought they hit the mother load of drugs because we had foil. We had cookies, pit cells.
No.
We had pit cells wrapped in foil on the back thing of the car.
How Italian of you.
Yes. And so the cop goes, uh-huh. Big things come in small packages. And so he opened the thing and I go, you want a cookie?
And were they powdered? Did they have
the powdered sugar on them?
They had a little powdered sugar. They were furious. They thought, we got them. Yes. We got them.
Now, the other real cocaine trip is we get into Fort Lauderdale and my buddy's got a Mustang.
Oh.
And it's a stick shift Mustang. So we finally roll in after this odyssey. We get into Fort Lauderdale. And we pull into, we're looking for a parking space on a busy strip where we can get a couple bars. And we pull into this hotel parking lot. And we're looking for a spot because we're going to park legally in the hotel parking lot. And all of a sudden, these motorcycle cops come flying in. And they jump off the motorcycle and draw their guns.
What?
And say, get out of the car real slow. I swear to God.
Oh, Florida.
And never changed. So we're like, get out of the passenger side. Everybody out of the passenger side. Hands in the air. Hell, is this the punishment for illegal parking?
You know? Right.
So it turns out they were looking for a stolen car that fit that description.
Oh, my God.
They were looking for a green Mustang.
And you were like, we're just dudes from Philly?
He had the gun in his hand. He was frisking us with the gun in his hand.
Well.
That was insane.
I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
Not much has changed.
That was insane. And we were white, Tyro.
Yeah.
White man.
I have a feeling of what would have happened if it was me.
Right.
I don't think I'd be doing this show.
Yeah, it could have been like Italian thing, but, you know.
Could have been.
I'm sure.
I heard that in the South.
Yep.
They don't say Italian down there. They say Italian down there.
And insurance.
Uh-huh.
Chris in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Chris.
Bad boys. What you gonna do when they come?
Big things come in small packages, he said. Yeah.
Oh, you know, Mike, occasionally I will indulge myself in reading one of their magazines and kind of enjoying it. But, you know, let's move on before I get in trouble. You know, coming into this game, I got to be honest. I don't know where all this optimism is coming from. I mean, is Devontae Freeman not playing this game tonight? I mean, as long as he's on the field and Aaron Rodgers on the field, like this secondary, I'm sorry, but is Malcolm going to be sticking him all night? Because if not, he's actually going to have a field day with this team.
Well, you know, they haven't lit it up against anybody else. So their offense has not been great throwing the football down the field. They're averaging less than 20 points a game.
I have Jimmy Graham on my fantasy team. The fact that he's even getting points to begin with should tell you all you need to know, Mike.
No, he's done.
And the fact that he's getting points in fantasy should tell you exactly what I'm trying to say.
Like, yeah.
I think the fact this is going to be trouble, you know, and we're going to run the ball. Dude, are you kidding me? If I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm licking my chops right now saying I'm sitting in the house every time if you're going to do that. Because then you're never going to get anything and you're going to be pouring out every time. You've got to switch it up. I'm sorry, but if you get the chance, and I know we don't have talent good enough to do it, and that's the problem, but you get the guy who runs the fastest 40 on your team and you send him on a ticket fly, I don't care if he catches it or not, but you air it the heck out. Because if you don't, exactly what I just said prior will happen. They will send the house, and we will not do anything against this team. Zach Ertz maybe needs to do something, go on up and out.
You sound overly down on this squad's chances here.
I am. It's not, and Chris. You know what? I hate to say that it only relies on one player, but when I go back to week one, what I saw that helped everything flow was 10 being on the field.
Well, listen, we'll see. I don't know. I think they got a fighting chance to win this game. The fact that the line went down was really refreshing as far as winning this game. You know, it went up, and I go, well. And then it goes back down again. So a little smart money coming in on the Eagles here in this game.
Yeah, and the money line.
Four, right? Still four?
Still four. And the money line, though, had got up around 250. A lot of places now it's minus 188. 185, like in that range. So it came down quite a bit. So, you know.
They got a chance.
The other part is
I just can't pick them. I don't want to mess things up.
And the stats do say they have thrown the ball. They have thrown the ball deep a fair number in all three games, including the two without.
The Eagles have.
The Eagles have thrown. They've challenged teams deep. Mm-hmm. Now, they haven't always caught the ball. You saw Hollins on the sideline. Uh-huh. But they do. I think that's still going to be in the game plan. But you might, if they listen to you and your stats, maybe you get some play action.
Well, listen.
Over the top.
These stats are available to everybody, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a coach, do you take this under advisement? You go, wait. Fellas, all right, it's Tuesday. They walk in. Fellas, listen. They have not stopped the run. What do you think? We change it up. Right? You think that's been discussed?
It probably should. And then Carson's going to get to the line and see six-man boxes because they do not play base defense. They stay in the nickel dime or more. They flood the field with D-backs.
What do you say we do this? Under center package.
Right.
We'll go under center, and we'll run the big hoss for a little bit. Just see how that works. See if we can tenderize them.
In fact, yeah, I go double tight. And in fact, since Dillard is playing, I might go heavy package if they want to go small like that and do some of that. We haven't seen that at all. They teased that in the preseason. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen any of the heavy package. Why not try that for a couple snaps?
All right, I get you. Lamar on a cell. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Lamar.
What's up, Mike? How you guys doing today?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Not too bad, man. I'm just laughing at the first couple callers, Mike, when the guy had questioned about what game is everybody else watching. I don't know what game he's watching, Mike. Because I was like, this is the perfect recipe to get blown out tonight. I feel like Schwartz is going to give Aaron Rodgers 10 yards off the ball coverage all night long. And I feel like they stay in nickel so much to where the challenging of Wentz throwing balls in the coverage can turn into pick sixes tonight. So I don't understand.
So in other words, you don't believe that this front four will show a different personality and actually be active and hit his face. You don't think that's going to happen?
Mike, I can only go off what I see, Mike. They haven't done it against Case Keenum, Matt Ryan, or Matt Stafford. How are they going to do it against Aaron Rodgers when he can throw the ball from his hip?
Well, you raise a good point. But they did not get any activity. Listen, it's possible that all these guys on the front play a lot better tonight. It really is, because they know that they've been criticized for not playing well. So they should have an extra kick in their step, don't you think?
Yeah, but even if they do, Mike, my concern is, even if you get pressure on this quarterback, it's not just about getting pressure on him. It's about actually getting him down on the ground.
Yeah, but he gets it though. You get pressure, he'll give it up. He can throw a pick. I like him throwing a pick early and giving them a short field or two.
And I also, about the secondary, we know that Devontae Adams isn't getting any safety looks over the top. So, in my opinion, that's like the perfect recipe for Rodgers to destroy you. Not to mention, their secondary is phenomenal with young talent all over the board.
All right, man. So, you're not feeling it either.
I'm not feeling it at all, Mike.
Feeling blowout?
The get-right game for me would be against the Jets. Get right against the Jets.
Oh, yeah, listen, if you're 1-3, you're not getting right. That's survival. Of course you're going to get right against the Jets. But that doesn't mean you get right. Winning tonight gets you right.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
You know, this is the game that gets you right.
Yeah, you get to 2-2, then you play the Jets 3-2 after, your mini-bye. Now you've gotten right.
1-3, and whenever the Jets doesn't get you right. I mean, it just makes you 2-3, then uphill climb to get that wild card spot.
You have to beat Minnesota and Dallas, then you get right. That's a lot of work.
Exactly. All right, so far, a couple optimistic guys, a couple pessimistic guys. Nobody, right in the middle.
No.
Nobody in the middle. All right, here's how you get in. 610-622-0975. In 5 minutes, we're going to talk to the great Hembo from ESPN's Get Up. He's got some fantastic statistics that will determine whether the Eagles win or lose this game. And if they lose it, the numbers on whether they make the playoffs or not. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. We're live at Hooters. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, it's the Mike Missinelli Show. We're live at Hooters. It's game day and a lot of other stuff going on, including a little fantasy football run with Eric Harbaugh in a little bit. But it's great to have the man on. He has been absent from the show because he had something like, what was it? His excuse was he got married and went on a honeemoon? It's the great Paul Hembekinis. Hembo, as you know him from the ESPN show Get Up. Hembo!
How we doing, friends? I got this Aruba glow still on me. I'm spinning this.
You went to Aruba, very nice.
I'm really nailing it in this fall.
Was it a sweet honeymoon? Was it nice?
Sweet from what I can remember, yes, sir.
Yeah, fantastic. Hembo, congratulations. And so let's get into tonight and the statistics that weigh heavy on either side of it. Let's start with Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people think that the Eagles are up against it with this guy because they haven't been getting any pass rush and their secondary is mediocre. What say you?
So I say that tonight's game could very well be won or lost in the first quarter. And here's why. Aaron Rodgers has done his damage early. He's thrown 3 touchdown passes within the Packers' first 2 drives of a game. But from its third drive on, Mikey Miss, the Packers ranked 29th in score percentage, 30th in points per drive, and 31st in average drive distance. If the Eagles defense can thwart these scripted play calls early, I think they'll be in great shape.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, what do you attribute that to? Because he doesn't like LaFleur, but LaFleur scripts the success of the first couple of drives, then what's his beef?
I talked to some of our football people this week. They think that Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers do a great job from Monday to, well, in this case, Wednesday, Monday to Thursday. But once you're sort of in the heat of it, this guy's an inexperienced head coach. He's only play called 1 year before this one. I think he's sort of showing his youth here, and that's reflected in the numbers.
Oh, all right. Now, let's look at the Packers and their defense. Now, their secondary has been pretty good. So where can you get them?
I think that you can get the Packers at the linebacker position. According to NFL Next Gen Stats, opponents have posted a passer rating 36% higher when targeting Packers linebackers in coverage rather than their defensive backs. So for as much as we've talked about the Eagles receiving core this week, that number indicates to me that the tight ends and the running backs could be in for a big night.
All right, now Goddard's back, so that's 12 personnel. They haven't used Darren Sproles much over the last 2 weeks. He should be fresh. That spells, coming out of the backfield on the wheel route and Goddard, and middle of the field.
Yes, I agree. And look, Miles Sanders has had these fumbling issues, but I expect that he will play well, or at least I expect he'll have opportunities. The guy on the Packers defense you got to watch is Blake Martinez. He is a sieve in coverage. That is the guy the Eagles need to target tonight in coverage, Blake Martinez.
All right. Let's talk numbers here, betting numbers, trends, all that kind of stuff. Eagles is a road underdog. Packers seem to be, they're pretty good on Thursday night. They might be undefeated on Thursday night. I'm not really sure, but what do we say about the underdogs here?
Yeah, so the Eagles profile very unfavorably. Over the last four seasons, Mikey Miss, road underdogs are 5-24 outright and 7-20-2 against the number when playing Thursday on a short week. That is the bad news. But the good news is that Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz have fared well in short turnarounds, albeit in a small sample size. That tandem is 3-0 straight up and against the spread in games with 3 days of rest as they're on tonight. We know that these Thursday games on the road can be brutal for these teams, but for whatever it's worth, Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz have been here before. They've done well the few times that they have, but they've never faced Aaron Rodgers in these circumstances.
All right. Okay, now let's get to the crux of this thing here. If the Eagles lose, they are 1-3. What are their chances that they get into the playoffs? Forget about where they're placed, but getting into the playoffs might be in peril, right?
Yes, our football power index, FPI, says a loss tonight would leave the Eagles with a 21% chance of reaching the playoffs. Keep in mind, this team was at 75% entering the season. History is even less kind than FPI. Mikey Miss, since playoff expansion in 1990, only 14% of 1-3 teams have gone on to make the playoffs. This morning on Get Up, Greeny and I did this monologue on the importance of tonight's game, especially when you sort of lay out the Eagles' schedule here immediately on the road at Minnesota, on the road at Dallas. They get Russell Wilson and Tom Brady right after the bye. Like, this is a very crucial stretch. At some point, you got to steal a game, especially if you're giving these other games away.
What does your football crew have to say about the Eagles? What's their sense about whether they lose this game and playoff scenario?
Well, I think the general consensus is that if they lose tonight, the division is almost out of the question. And the other thing is that if you're talking about the wild card, losses to the Packers, potentially, a loss to the Lions, a loss to the Falcons, Mikey Miss, those are three teams that you could very well be going up against in terms of the wild card discussion. Those teams would all have the tiebreaker. So look, you can't win your division in September, but you can lose it. So I don't view anything as a must-win game this early in the season. But look, I mean, these games count just as much as the ones in December do. This is a huge game. This is the biggest game the Eagles are going to have, I think, within this two-month span.
All right, you're an Eagles fan. You grew up an Eagles fan. You followed this team. What's your feel?
I would take the Eagles with the number tonight, especially when you consider how heavily the public is on the Eagles. Last I checked, 84% of the money that I saw at the places where I go to look have people just hammering the Packers, which makes me feel a little bit better. But anytime you're putting money on a road dog on a Thursday, you just have to sort of, grit your teeth, because that's a, like I said, I gave you those numbers, 5-24 the last 3 years.
Yeah,
that's a tough putt.
You're feeling cover, but maybe not a dump.
I feel the exact same way about the Packers as I felt about the Eagles only getting 5 against the Lions at home. That was a really ugly, sort of skeezy line. That's how Packers fans should feel about tonight. But again, picking the Eagles outright tonight would be sort of a stretch for me, just given the circumstances.
All right, one question about the show, because I was watching Get Up the other day, and Feinbaum said something that sent Ryan Clark off. Now, were you feeling you were gonna have to jump in there,
bro? That was my honeymoon week. I came back and I heard all
that.
Oh,
that's right.
You weren't there.
That's right.
Look, I could probably fend off Feinbaum, but I probably couldn't fend off Ryan Clark.
He was not happy with Feinbaum, bro. No,
he saw what he did to Wes Welker. I think he'd probably take care of Feinbaum too.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, man. We'll see what happens tonight. Good talking to you.
You're a good man.
There he is, Hembo from the ESPN Morning Show. Get up. He didn't instill any confidence in me either.
But he didn't.
21%?
If they lose, yeah. But he didn't take away confidence.
That's the power football index.
It's 14.
It's actually 14 in reality.
In history. But some of those teams that are 1-3 will be legitimately bad teams. Not all of them are the Eagles.
But see, you know, we talked about some stats early in the show that would indicate that they could have success against this team. One's by running the football. But the other also, the 12 personnel and getting linebackers in coverage, tight end, wheel route.
Yeah, and you know what?
Sproles has to be an important part of this game.
And that might explain why they're never in base defense, because they must not like, they think their linebackers stink. So why put a bunch of them on the field? Why put an extra on the field if the two you're playing don't play well? Then why play a third one?
610-632-0975. Let's go, Gunther, calling from Green Bay. Gunther.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, man? What are you doing? Are you an Eagle fan who lives there, or did you make the pilgrimage?
No, it's the pilgrimage. My girl's a Green Bay fan, so we came out here, so, you know, we're going to the game tonight. I'm in a sporting goods store right now in Green Bay. They have a huge Dallas Cowboys section, which is a violation, in my opinion. But, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, and Mike.
Yeah,
I couldn't help but think when you were on your road trip and got pulled over with my cousin Vinny. I shot the clerk.
It was reminiscent of that. Actually, the color of the car was the same color as that car. It was that kind of green.
Positraction.
It's a Buick Skylark, man. It's a Buick Skylark there.
Yeah, but this was a Mustang.
I don't know. Tomatoes. But yeah, we're going to win tonight, Mike. We got a bunch of young kings on the team. So blessings to them. Blessings to all of them. Blessings to all the tuna buds and all the do. But no, we need to run the ball. We need to get pressure. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they need to get pressure on the quarterback with the front four. Maybe they need to burn some sage and pray to that young king, Reggie White. Maybe they can summon some of his skill or whatever, you know, get.
So you're feeling like I'm feeling. It would have to be like one of those kind of fluky occurrences for them to win.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly if we get the W. But, you know, hey.
Tell me about this girlfriend thing. Now, you guys live in Philly?
I live in Philly. She lives in King of Prussia.
Okay, so where's the Packer love for her? Where's that come from?
She's got family. Her grandmom's from here. She's standing right here if you want to talk to her. You know?
Hey, what's her name?
Devin?
Yeah, put Devin on the line.
Here.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Devin.
What's going on?
Listen, good to talk to you. Now, tell me about this Packer thing. You grew up in Philly your whole life, right?
No, I was actually raised in Kansas.
Oh, you were raised in Kansas.
Yeah, so your boyfriend didn't
include that part. Here, I'm thinking you're a Philly native, and you went with my grandmom lives in Wisconsin, so I'm a Packer fan thing.
Oh, no. I was born and raised in Kansas.
All right, so in Kansas, you kind of a la carte. You pick a team. Green Bay's the closest to you?
No, the
Chiefs are close.
And so they're all from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well,
the waitress's friend, Devin. She lives in King of Prussia.
Really? You know Devin?
I don't know. She's from Conshohocken.
Are you from Conshohocken? Devin?
No.
Oh, no, she's not. She just went away. She shushed it. All right, well, listen, you and Gunther have a lot of fun out there tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go, yeah. Get out of here, you knucklehead. All right, 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. We've got the 3 o'clock hour. We've got Eric Carabell 3:30. But I want to get a feel for it. I'm not getting the sense here, man. Not getting the sense. People are nervous. I know why you're nervous. And I know why the weight of the world is on you right now. Because a loss may indicate that you actually don't make the playoffs. That's hard to swallow, man. We're back after this, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.